You're listening to a podcast from thebodypro.com. The following podcast was recorded at the 14th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections, also known as CROI 2007. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.
This is Judy Aberg from Bellevue Hospital, New York University.
So, Dr. Aberg, what do you think was the most important presentations at CROI 2007?
Well, I think probably the most important are the new antiretroviral drugs that are going to be available. I think both the Merck integrase and the Gilead integrase now are going to give our patients another option that they didn't have before. I think the data was pretty impressive with the Merck integrase in particular, with, you know, 77% of experienced patients that had a lot of resistance achieving undetectability, you know, viral load suppression. And, you know, we have Maraviroc, the new CCR5 entry inhibitor as well. So our patients are going to have more options than they've had in the past year. And I think if you think about now what's going to be available through the expanded access programs, we have, you know, the integrase inhibitor, we have the CCR5, and so now TMC-125 coming out. So it's a whole new paradigm.
It's a whole. How many drugs? This is the first time since 03, or
yeah, we got three new drugs. I mean, one TMC-125, of course, is a non-nucleoside, and it's not a new class. But the other two are new classes of drugs. So more options for our patients.
Anything else that caught your interest at the conference that you could?
Well, you know, I have an interest in metabolic complications, and I think the ACTG-5142 data, suggesting that there was more lipoatrophy with the efavirenz compared to the boosted lopinavir is interesting. I just want to note that it's not that the patients actually develop more lipoatrophy. They return down to baseline more or less, but whereas, you know, there was improvement in the boosted lopinavir arm. And I think we need to explore why that is, because we haven't had any thoughts before that efavirenz was associated with mitochondrial toxicity. And some questions that come to mind for me is, this more of an inflammatory response, because we don't see as much of a CD4 increase with efavirenz as we do with boosted lopinavir, and is it somehow related to inflammatory markers, or, you know, what's really the story behind that? Because this is the first time we've ever seen something like this, so I don't think we have enough information at this time, and certainly efavirenz is a very potent drug, and in most of the studies that we've seen, you know, it's become the gold standard. So I don't want people to think because they see this that they shouldn't be using efavirenz. That's the wrong message, and people need to take a step back, and, you know, we need to figure out what's going on with those DEXs before we make any further comments about it.
When do we think we're going to get to see new data on that? I guess at IAS in Sydney?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really had a chance yet to talk to the team, so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from thebodypro.com. For more podcasts and full coverage of major HIV medical conferences, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.